Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be discussing one key word, and that word is anointed. Very often in Christendom, we hear that word tossed around, describing a pastor who was greatly anointed, the worship leader who was greatly anointed. And today, the question we want to ask is this: who truly is anointed? Well, with me today on our panel, we have Josef Stojcetovic, who is the director of Project Lighthouse here in Zagreb, Croatia. And we have his twin brother, Jovan, who has been on the panel several times. He is the director of Project Learning also here in Zagreb, Croatia. And guys, let me just first, as we begin, ask maybe your experiences when you've heard that word tossed around. What are some examples of how that word has been used, that word anointed?
Well, first, when I was new Christian and when I started to go in church, that word I understood as gift, extra gift. So somebody who heals, he is anointed for healing, or somebody who can pray, or he is anointed prayer. But I think the meaning is different. It's not only gift, because we all of our Christians are anointed by the Holy Spirit, first of all, to be saved. So I don't know, maybe something else.
Okay, so you're saying that basically you heard that word used in churches for, I guess, super special people who have received super special favor or anointing from God to be able to do super special things, such as healing, maybe speaking in tongues and so forth. Okay, now you also said at the end that you don't agree with that. You believe that that word is actually used for all Christians. We will see if you are correct in a few moments. How about you, Jovan? Your experience on hearing that word, anointed?
I heard that word about concerning services. Some services were different than others. Like you said, special. There was something special about those services when some famous evangelist will come, some famous preacher, and they were saying his message was extra, extra special anointed because of him. Because that person was special anointed. Actually, there was in Bible school, when I was attending Bible school, one man they invited to come. I think he was from Slovakia, and they said he was extra specially anointed man. And then he said he won't come if the student don't fast one a month.
Wait. So this super special preacher, this anointed man, was invited to your Bible school, and he said he wouldn't come unless, what happened?
Unless students don't fast.
Unless the students, they first had to fast before you would come. Yeah, how long did they have to fast?
1 month.
30 days.
Yes.
Okay, so did you guys fast?
Not me personally, but many others fasted. And on the end, he didn't came because he didn't feel that anointing at the school was on the level which he wanted to be.
Wait a second. He said that he would only come if, in fact, the students fasted for a month. You're saying that students actually fasted for a month? They didn't eat?
They ate food, but not like Jesus, 40 days without food, okay. But different foods.
But they were withholding
some food.
Yeah. Okay, and in the end, he didn't come?
Yes.
Why, because your Bible school wasn't?
Not so much spiritual, anointed.
It wasn't anointed, okay. Poor kid, they were starving for 30 days.
Yes.
Okay, well, anyways, it's sorry to laugh about that, but I guess it kind of illustrates the point of how confusing and how confused people are about this word anointed. Let's start out in the scriptures and see where that word is used in the New Testament. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 26 and 27, John, the apostle John, elderly apostle John, pastoring, overseeing a group of churches in Ephesus in the area of Asia Minor, he said, "These things I have written to you, concerning those who are trying to deceive you. There were many false prophets during that time, many false teachings going on at that time, trying to confuse and deceive and distort the word of God to try to draw away the young believers into false doctrine. John said, I've written you these things concerning those people who are trying to deceive you. He said in verse 27, as for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and therefore you have no need for anyone to teach you. Now, let me just stop there. John clearly says, he's talking to the church there, and or churches in that area, and he says that as for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you. Who is the you he is talking about there? Because there's a group of yous, or one you, that has been anointed. Who is he referring to? Well, it's real simple. You always interpret scripture with other scripture. Just right there in chapter 2, he can start right away in verse 1. He says, my little children, I am writing these things to you. He says in verse 7, beloved of the Lord, I'm not writing a new commandment. He goes on to say in verse 12, I am writing to you, little children. Okay, good. Who are the little children he's talking about? Again, he goes on and say the second part of verse 12, you whose sins have been forgiven for his, God's namesake, his glory. Who is the you that John is referring to when he says you have the abiding, the anointing from him? Who's he referring to?
Christians to believers.
To Christians. Those whose sins have been forgiven for the Lord's name's sake, for the Lord's glory. So John clearly uses the word anointing. Again, as for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you. He's talking to, Yosef, super special Christians?
No, I think here speaks about people who received Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit anointed them and they got saved. They realized that they were spiritually dead, and suddenly they realize that there is salvation in Jesus. So anointing here, I think, is opening the eyes.
And you don't have to think. It's clear. Anointing. Who has been anointed here, Jovan?
The believers.
Not a special pastor, special preacher?
No, all Christians. All
Christians, my dear children. Who are the children? Those forgiven their sins through Christ. He goes on to say, as for you, the anointing which you received, which you said correctly, Yosef, is the anointing of the Holy Spirit who comes inside of us. Okay, first of all, who enlightens us, who comes inside of us and indwells us, who seals us for that day of redemption. The anointing you received from him abides in you, and therefore you have no need for anyone to teach you. Now, John in no way was against pastors and preachers teaching the word of truth. He was against those false teachers. And what he was saying in this context was, hey, you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's interesting. You don't have to turn to it, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we see the work of the Holy Spirit. He reveals truth to us. He searches the depths of God because he knows the thoughts of God. And he reveals the word of God to those chosen by God. He knows the mind of Christ. He has inspired the word of Christ, and he reveals to us the mind of Christ. So the Holy Spirit, what he was saying here is these Christians had the anointing of the Spirit. Not a super special anointing to speak in tongues or do healings or preach great sermons, to be able to discern God's truth from the devil's lies. That's what he was talking about there. And that's why he said, you don't have a need for anyone to teach you. In other words, don't go looking after these so-called super teacher experts who have no clue. They're teaching false doctrine. He says, but as His anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie. And just as that is taught, it has taught you, you abide in Him. So, quick question, guys. Who is truly anointed?
Well, after hearing this, I realized that every believer who is saved is anointed.
There it is. Every believer who is saved is anointed. Now, wait a second. I'm a pastor. I preach. I have an extra special anointing that you guys don't have. Is that true?
You have the gift for sharing the word of God, teaching it, but that is gift. You have the Holy Spirit.
Very good. The Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to those in whom He dwells. Now, my gift is not better than your gift. Your gift is not better than my gift. We, by God's grace, He has given, just as He determines, spiritual gifts to the children of God to be able to serve and bring glory to God. Go ahead, Yosef. You want to say something?
Well, yes. This thought came to my mind. We need to focus on God and the Holy Spirit and to don't focus on different teachers. And actually, I think John is writing here. Don't listen to those teachers. Focus on God. Seek God and He will reveal you. And all of you, you're anointed. In today's times, they're making big marketing of these pastors or healers and all of those things. I think we need to give glory to God, not to men.
There it is. And even during that time back then, one of the false teachings was a mixed form, or actually earlier form, of Gnosticism. Gnosticism, what does gnosis mean in Greek?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. There were a bunch of false teachers who claimed to have super spiritual knowledge or anointing. They were false teachers who were leading people astray. And as a result, John said, hey, don't try to aspire to be like them. They're false teachers. You don't need those guys because you already have the anointing of the true, perfect teacher inside of you. Who is that perfect teacher?
Holy Spirit.
Yes, the Spirit of truth, the Counselor, the Spirit of Christ, who reveals the mind of Christ to the people of Christ. So, who is truly anointed, guys?
Christians, believers.
And again, those listening here, I know that you probably come from different denominational backgrounds and you've heard that term tossed around left and right. You have to understand, all Christians are anointed because all Christians have the Spirit of Christ in them. Romans 8:9. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ in you, you're not a Christian. So all Christians have the Spirit of Christ. Therefore, we have the anointing of the Spirit of Christ. Doesn't make you super spiritual Christian. Like Yovan, you said, you receive spiritual gifts to use for the glory of Christ. We'll talk more about that when we come back from our break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, as we continue our discussion on this word, anointed. Who is truly anointed? Well, as we saw in the first part of our show, Yovan and Yosef, we discussed your experiences as you've heard that word tossed around very freely in churches. Yosef, you described how you heard that word used for people who had a super special anointing from the Lord. Thus, they were kind of considered super special Christians who were able to do super special things for the Lord, like healings and speaking in tongues and all kinds of supernatural miracles, right? We also heard from you, Yovan, where you heard that word used of guys that were like really super famous, super special preachers, right? They had this special anointing. And you even used the story about a preacher who said, I'll only come to your Bible school if your students fast for 30 days. And then in the end, after they fasted, he didn't show up. I guess you guys weren't anointed enough, right? Well, again, hopefully you, the listening audience, have learned something from the first section that we saw in 1 John 2. That word is used, anointing. But John clearly used that word to describe, was it super spiritual, super special Christians, guys? Who did he use it for?
Believers.
All believers. How do we know that? What did he call them? My dear?
Children.
And who are the dear children? Those whose sins have been forgiven. Very clearly. And he was saying, you have the anointing of the Spirit. Right? Who's the Spirit? The Spirit of truth. Right? He's the Spirit of Christ who reveals the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2. He reveals the mind of Christ because he inspired the mind of Christ, the pages of Scripture. Right? He illuminates our minds, enlightens our minds. Who is the us? It's Christians. So, in that context, we see that John was talking to believers and encouraging them to say, hey, you don't need to listen to these Gnostics. You don't need to listen to these Docetists. You don't need to listen to these dualists who are teaching all kinds of false doctrine. You have the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you. The Spirit of Christ will teach you the Word of Christ. Now, it's interesting, though. That's from the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we also see that word anointing used. In Psalm chapter 2, we read that the kings of the earth, verse 2, take their stand, and the rulers take their counsel together. Well, who do these kings and rulers come against? Against the Lord and his anointed. We see the word anointed here in Psalm 2. Now, it's interesting, we also see in Psalm 2 to whom this word anointed refers. Over in verse 12, we read, do homage, give glory to the Son, God the Son, that he may not become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may be soon kindled. But how blessed are those who take refuge in him, in the Son. So who in Psalm 2, to whom, is the scripture referring to as the anointed?
To Jesus.
Yes.
To Jesus.
To God the Son. This is a prophecy of God the Son. And we read in Hebrews 1, it confirms from Psalm 2 on this. Now it's interesting, guys. In the Old Testament, what did the word anointed mean?
In the Old Testament, the word anointed meant that set for some service. Usually kings were anointed, priests were anointed. But
and who else?
Prophets.
Prophets. So good. We had prophets anointed, priests anointed, kings anointed, right? For a special service, correct? We read about how King David was anointed to be the king. We see how the high priest was anointed, like Aaron. We see prophets anointed, like Ezekiel or Isaiah, correct? Now, however, in the original language, what does the word, Jovan, anointed mean?
Anoint means set apart, like similar with dedicated for specific reason or for specific purpose.
Right. And we also know from Scripture that anointed refers to the Messiah, right?
Yes.
Messiah, the anointed one, the Messiah, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so when, you know, we read in Scripture in the New Testament, Philip and Andrew and all those guys, you know, they went to Nathanael, hey, we found the Messiah, the anointed one. Now, it's interesting, we see in Psalm 2 that the word anointed refers specifically to God the Son, the one who would come. Don't mess with him, it says. If he gets angry, you're done. But blessed are those who find refuge in him. Now, think about this. We know in Deuteronomy 18 that Moses had prophesied that one day a prophet greater than Moses would come. Right? We also know in Psalm 110 that one day a priest would come in the line of Melchizedek. Specific, special priest. And we also know from 2 Samuel 7:16 that God had told King David, hey, there's going to be one who comes from your house, your family, who's going to rule on your throne forever. So again, you had said, Yosef, in the Old Testament, the word anointed was usually used for three offices. What were they?
For king, priest, and
prophet.
Prophet.
Right? So prophet, priest, and king. We also see in the Old Testament how God had prophesied or promised that one would come who would fulfill all three of those offices. That one would be the anointed one of Psalm 2. We know that is God the Son. Kiss him, show homage to him, lest he become angry, but blessed are those who find refuge in him, right? So, we know from Acts, okay, chapter 2, chapter 3, we see how the apostles, as they preached, they said, hey, Jesus is that prophet who was promised in Deuteronomy 18 through Moses. We also see the writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 7, as well as Hebrews 4, talking about Jesus as the high priest in the line of Melchizedek. And we know from Revelation 19 that Jesus is referred to as not only Lord of Lords, but also
King of Kings.
King of Kings. So it is Jesus who fulfills the office of the anointed one of perfect prophet, perfect priest, and perfect king. So then why would humans have to receive extra anointing if all the anointing, the true anointing, is in Christ? Because what's the risk, Yosef?
Well, if somebody claims that he's extra anointed, that means that he can get prideful and he will seek, he will feed his ego and he will seek praise from other people actually to praise him.
So in other words, what he's saying is, I'm actually a super talented, gifted prophet or priest or even king. Go.
Well, that's taking the place and not pointing rightly to Jesus.
There you go.
Who humble himself and good. He came to his earth. So we need, if we are extra anointed, let us be humble as Jesus.
Or go to the cross like yeah. Jesus, right? Yeah. There you go. You want to be extra anointed like Jesus? You know what? Do what he did, right? Go to the cross. But obviously we know there's no need for that, right? He paid for sin one time for all time, right? But you brought up a good point. By claiming that we have, a person has a certain extra anointing, okay? You said, number one of the risks is that person can really fall into pride. What's another risk? Okay, that's pride by the person, but what about the people who look at him?
That actually happens. People will look at the pastor or the preacher so people will look at the man who claims to have special anointing, to be something special. Sometimes they won't look on God. They won't look on Jesus.
Very good. So pride from this super anointed person, supposedly super anointed person, takes the focus off of Jesus, who is the one and only perfectly anointed one. On the other hand, for the people, they covet or look or start to worship a man or a woman who supposedly has this super extra special anointing. Again, taking their eyes off of Jesus. Now we know from Scripture, John chapter 14, John chapter 15, John chapter 16. What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit?
To reveal the truth to the believers individually.
Good. And
to reveal the anointed one.
Very good. Go ahead, say it.
To reveal the anointed one. And because Jesus is anointed one, we also can be, because of him, anointed.
Anointed through the Holy Spirit who comes inside of us, saves us, and seals. However, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to point to Christ. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the one and only anointed one. Well, here's the thing. If, in fact, people say they received an extra anointing from the Holy Spirit, and because of that, people look at that person instead of Christ, that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit. That's saying the Holy Spirit is doing something, pointing to people, that clearly John 14, John 15, and John 16, Jesus said, no, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to point to me. So, we see in Scripture, 1 John chapter 2, he uses the word anointing. Who's he referring to, guys?
Believers.
Christians. Believers! We see in the Old Testament, Psalm 2, the word anointed used, prophesying and clearly telling us in Psalm 2, it's going to be about whom?
Jesus.
Yes, God the Son. We know the three offices, Old Testament, what were they?
King, priest, and prophet.
Right. And we know that Jesus fulfilled those offices perfectly. We see that in the pages of Scripture. So, the good news is this. As a Christian, you have been anointed by the Spirit. The bad news is, you're not super special and better than the other Christians. You have certain spiritual gifts. Don't get proud about them. And don't covet other people's gifts. Be grateful to God and use them through the power of the Holy Spirit to bring glory to God. That is what anointing is. The Spirit of Christ always, always, always points to Jesus Christ. Anybody who claims to have an anointing and it's from the Holy Spirit, if it's not pointing to Jesus Christ, if it's pointing to man, friends, that is false, false, heretical teaching.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.